You're at a crossroads. There's two paths stretching in front of you, one to your left and one to your right. One of the paths is the corporate ladder. It's polished, it's predictable, and it's structured. With each step up, you gain more, but the climb is steep and each rung comes with more responsibility, doesn't it? More pressure, more expectation. And the higher you go, the less you can actually afford to fail. It's a path where success is often tied to someone else's vision. The other path then is more wild, more uncertain. There's trees, there's obstacles. It's the road less travelled. It's the route of side hustles and entrepreneurship. You work a regular job just to cover your expenses, but in your spare time, you're building something from the ground up. It's risky. There are no guarantees. Every decision falls on you, and the only thing you can count on is your resilience and your own mind, essentially. So the question is, do you climb the corporate ladder where your sole focus is to earn more income and responsibility within that corporate job? So, you know, you maybe work from 7 till 7 because the job is that demanding. Whereas the other guy is working a 9 to 5, not with much stress at all. There's a difference, and we'll come on to this, with cognitive ability after work. So let me introduce you to Daniel and Devon. They're two brothers with two very different journeys. Daniel's your classic corporate ladder climber. He's in a high-paced job. He's putting in the long hours. He's working for promotions. He's got a good house, a good mortgage. He gets paid bonuses. He impresses his bosses. And the goal is really to rise to the top. He's like a sailboat, riding the wave of a well-established corporate sea, navigating a course that's clearly laid out for him. He knows what to expect. He knows the rules. And every move he makes is part of a grander, predetermined strategy. Then there's Devon. Devon works a regular 9 to 5, just like Daniel, but his nights are spent working on his side hustle, trying to build his dream. His path is more akin to hiking up a mountain in the dark. Every step uncertain. Every decision is on him. The climb is steep. The climb is hard. But every summit he reaches is one that he's earned on his own. No bosses to answer to, no corporate strategy to follow, just his ambition and his sweat. So both Daniel and Devon face stress, don't they? For Daniel, though, his stress is predictable. His corporate job is a high-pressure job. You know, he's responsible for delivering shareholder returns. But it's a known stress. He's working on projects with set deadlines, clear expectations, defined rules. His stress comes from the weight of responsibility. It's a type of stress that feels almost mechanical, though, like a cog in a well-oiled machine. The more he performs, the higher he climbs. But Devon's stress is unpredictable. He works in his 9 to 5, fine, but when he comes home, the real mental work begins. Every evening is hustling or building a side business or sending emails or phone calls or writing or recording stuff. He's trying to balance both worlds. The stability of a regular job to cover expenses, but building something with a much larger upside. The real strain comes from when he switches gears. He spends his day immersed in the demand of his job, but when the day ends, he needs to build a business. Daniel's job then demands his full mental capacity, cognitive ability. And by the time he leaves work, his brain is fried from decision making, office politics, deadlines, corporate talk, emails. There's no way that once he gets home, he has the cognitive capacity to build something on the side. Devon, on the other hand, is, okay, fair enough, he might be physically tired, but although he could get a better paid job, he has the skills to. He's made a conscious decision to, number one, give himself more time to build his own business, and number two, to retain cognitive ability in order to build something on the side. So let's talk about the cost of those paths, the risk and reward. With Daniel, the rewards come slowly but steadily. And actually, they don't always come slowly. You know, sometimes you can do pretty well on the corporate side and, you know, increase your salary fairly quickly. He gets a predictable paycheck, though. He's getting the same every month. His salary will increase every few years. He'll get promoted. He can save some money, invest it, have a nice mortgage, a nice house. But as his income increases, so will his expenses. You start out with a modest apartment. Then you get a bigger house, a bigger car, a better car. It's the rat race effect. And actually, you then get stuck into the cycle. You're locked up on the conveyor belt because you can't quit now. You need a base level of income to fund that lifestyle. About Devon then. His path isn't tied to his salary. His job covers his basic expenses. He keeps his costs low. But the real reward comes with the side hustle. He's building something worth value. If he succeeds, he gets the freedom that comes with building something of his own. It's a freedom factor. It's a time factor. Look, it's not easy. The risk, it is high. His business could fail. And maybe there's a time where he does quit the 9-to-5 because he's built enough of a business to actually cover expenses and doing it that way. But his mistakes, his burnout, his failures are all on him. The weight of responsibility. When you work for yourself, the pressure doesn't just fall on you, does it? There's a boss, there's a team, there's a manager. Sure, you know, you have got tough deadlines and high-stakes projects, but in the end, the buck doesn't stop with you. There's always someone higher up who can take the fall for it. Look at football players, the manager takes the rap a lot of the time. And then it's the owners. But if you're like Devon, the buck always stops with you. Your choices, your mistakes, your successes are down to you. And because of that, you develop as a person. You understand the costs of failure, what it takes to be persistent. And this is a big deal. Daniel has gone for the percentage. He's gone for, look, if I do this job, I'm going to get, I don't know, 50, 100 grand a year. Cool. Devon understands that maybe he's on a 25 grand a year job. He understands he's not going to be saving anything. He's not going to be improving his lifestyle over the short term. But he's building something for the long term. So which path do you take? Are you Daniel or are you Devon? Are you looking for predictable, no stress, apart from the obvious at work? You know, you haven't got any stresses out externally. You can just enjoy your weekend and spend a bit of money. Or is it Devon, walking the tightrope, balancing two worlds, understanding that he's not actually making his life better unless these businesses work? Do you want that security? but with no infinite upside? Or do you want to take risks with no security or minimal security, but with the chance of upside potential? So there can be a balance between all of these, can't there? There can be climbing the corporate ladder, wanting a better job, and improving your lifestyle that way, which, by the way, is a very solid way of doing things. I know people who are very successful doing that, and they invest the money wisely. Or do you take a basic job, less cognitive stress, and build a business on the side? And then once you're ready and the business is doing well, you then get rid of your 9-to-5 job. But having that less stressful job is allowing you to maintain your cognitive ability when you are spending time on your business. Or do you just jump ship altogether and burn the boats, burn the bridges, jump, and hope that things will work out for you? There's risks involved with all of those, isn't there? You know, if you're the corporate job, you know, the risk is that you don't build anything for yourself and you come to resent yourself later on in life because you've been part of a machine that you didn't even enjoy, didn't even like. What about the part-time worker or the worker who's got a basic job? Do they maybe, are they playing the best of both worlds where they are covering their expenses, but they feel like they're not saving anything, where other people are, you know, getting better and better houses and cars and all these sorts of things? But you know that you're fairly safe in a way that you can still get by and live. Or do you do the high risk option and just jump ship, knowing that you can go back to a job at a later stage if needed be, but because you've got more time to work on the business, there's more chance it will succeed if you've got no other 9-to-5 job. So you have to ask yourself, what sort of stress levels are you looking to be able to manage? Some people can't manage the stress of that, having no income. Some people can't bear the fact that they're in a corporate 9-to-5 job and growing that business for not a huge deal. Big salaries, of course, but in terms of what they're doing and the stress, they don't feel it's necessary, or not necessary, but relevant to the amount of work they're doing. A true reflection of what they should be compensated. So, which of those paths do you think is best for you? Send me a message and let me know.